97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Reardon. Happy to be with you. Got a little less than a half hour here, but, you know, it's such an interesting time trying to watch the economy. And joining us now to catch us up, host of the KMOX Dollars and Cents Show, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth based in Chesterfield, Dave Simons. Thank you so much for coming on.
For having me, Ryan. I appreciate it.
All right. So here's the roller coaster we've been on. Donald Trump gets in office. A lot of people thought that was going to be the green light for the economy, and it was. Tariffs were announced. People started selling, and it went down, 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 down. We were watching multiple days where they had 1,000-point drops on the Dow. Things stabilize, slowly grows. Tariff announcements come out. It's not going to be that bad. Dow Jones now is just, things are skyrocketing again. So this has been a wild year when it comes to the stock market. How do you even look at something like this without being fearful, honestly?
Well, Ryan, that is the question of the year, isn't it? I have told people this. I've been doing this now for over 30 years. I've been in bull markets, bear markets. I've certainly been, this is a good economy, and you're right, the market's at all-time highs. However, this has been probably one of the hardest environments in which to actually manage money because you don't know what the next tweet is going to suggest. You don't know what the market's reaction might be. And so what you learn is, well, not going to do really anything. At first, and you nailed it, you go back to really Liberation Day on that April 2nd when the markets tanked, and at one point the S&P 500 was down nearly 20%. But honestly, what got the White House's attention wasn't really the stock market, it was the bond market. And these bond vigilantes said, oh my goodness, this means maybe runaway inflation. It means a weaker economy. That's going to suggest higher bond yields, which means bond prices go down. And once the president, and especially Treasury Secretary Bessent, saw that, I think they decided, okay, we've got to back this off. And thus you had the 90-day pause. So that gets us to today, mid-July, and things seem to be going very, very well. But I do believe that Wall Street, the big boys and girls, the big institutional managers, have determined that there's really, I'm not going to trade on what Donald Trump says today or tomorrow. We need to pay attention to it, but we cannot trade through it. And I think that's what's happening now. And they're focusing on what you said at the beginning. And that is everyone was really excited and looking forward to a stronger economy and Donald Trump making sure that taxes were going to stay low. That's what's happening now. And that's really what's pushing the market higher.
Yeah. And before you had the tariff talks and a lot of people panicked, they sold. You have another tariff talks, other different countries, not as widespread, but they're still kind of there in the back burner in the background, but they kind of wised up a little bit. They realized, oh boy, we probably shouldn't have done this before. And they're not reacting to it the same way, which goes to show you that they must have a lot of confidence in the American economy moving forward. And the Dow Jones, like earlier this week, they were flirting with that 45,000. I thought for sure they're going to get in that record territory. They were so close. Today, it looks like we were up about 230 points. I mean, I know we're not going to probably hit record territory tomorrow, but maybe even next week, if things are going well and we keep throwing on 230 a day, we're going to be there before you know it.
Well, Ryan, right now we're in the middle of earnings season. So the second quarter, of course, ended a couple of weeks ago, and now it's all about earnings. At this point, any talk of tariffs, yeah, that's out there, but it's taking a little bit of a back seat as you have one major corporation after another not only talking about what they did in the last quarter. That's really not what analysts and investors are looking at. It's, oh, this is what we expect through the rest of the year. And, oh, by the way, if these certain tariffs do come to pass, this may or may not affect our business. And as we're seeing, even if some of the more draconian tariffs actually do come to pass, it's going to be very industry specific. It's going to be company specific. So I've been telling folks here lately, my original fear, like, oh, my goodness, this could really affect the economy across the board. I no longer fear that now. I think it's investors are going to have to be very, very selective and very picky. But the earnings so far seem to be good, and that's what the market's focusing on. And it wouldn't surprise me that we're going to continue to hit record highs. No guarantee of that. I don't trade on that, but I'm optimistic here.
Okay. What do you think of Jerome Powell?
Yeah, that's kind of in the news, too. Well, Ryan, the whole thing actually is a little bit silly, honestly. The president knows legally he just cannot fire a Fed chief. So what I would say is put Jay Powell to the sideline here just a second, because you can have an opinion to say, I think this guy's a horrible Fed chief, or you think he's the greatest thing ever, or somewhere in between. The president, there's a long history. Donald Trump is not the first president. In fact, it would be very rare for a president not to have some to butt heads with the Fed chief. And I just did a big history of it. In fact, I'm writing a little bit of, in my weekly commentary that goes out to clients about it tomorrow. And I went back to FDR and I looked at every presidency and every issue they had with their own Fed chief. And Ryan, do you know that there really wasn't a president that didn't have some issue? The difference is this: most of the time it was behind the scenes, and we only learned about it afterwards in memoirs, things like that. People can love or hate Donald Trump, but one thing we do know, he's pretty darn transparent. You don't have to guess, oh, I wonder if the president likes this guy. You know it. He doesn't hide that. And so we know what he feels about the Fed chief. We know that he would like to fire him, but it's one of those, be careful what you wish for, because you would see a big market correction in both stocks and bonds if somehow he were to push this a little bit further. I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole, frankly, because I don't think it's going to happen. And he has said he has no plans to try to fire him. Legally, he can't anyway, but let's just hope that it ends there.
All right. Jay Powell. He's got his own nickname. I don't think the president's ever called him that, as far as I know. But yeah, it does get people wondering, you know, just all things considered, the economy is doing pretty well. I think most people watch it and they just want to know what the rates are going to be in the future. I think a lot of people look at it for mortgage sake, too, but I don't think those are ever going down again. It's the things that the things that I think most people really associate with the interest rates, even though mortgage isn't directly associated, because some, you know, it's not exactly the same type of rate. I got to say, the stuff that people recognize, they recognize inflation when things cost more. They recognize when their interest rate on their credit card goes up because they have to pay more. Or if they try to apply for a loan, like through, like, let's say a car loan or something like that, the rate to try to pay that money back, that's going to be a little bit more difficult too. These are the things that people pay attention to. And I don't know, some people aren't excited about the Dow Jones or Wall Street going to record highs. They just want to know when prices are going to go down.
Yeah, and I see both sides on this, Ryan. I do. Those who believe that the president is correct and that the Fed, and it's not just Jay Powell. We have to remember, it's not one guy's vote. Yes, he is the head, but even if he wanted to raise rates, he's got other Fed governors who have to vote on it too. And they seem to be in agreement right now that they're not in a big hurry to lower rates. So I do get on the one side where people would agree with the president to say, I think it's okay to start lowering rates. Believe it or not, I happen to be one of those people who thinks it would be okay for the Fed to start lowering rates here. But I also understand the other side to say, look, why not save that dry powder? You should only be lowering rates when the economy is starting to suffer a little bit. The market is hitting all-time highs. The economy is doing relatively well. And if you start lowering rates, you might feed that beast, which could only maybe perhaps increase inflation more. And then the Fed has to actually start raising rates to combat that. I think that thought is overdone a little bit. I see parts of the economy, frankly, that are starting to weaken a little bit. And I think it's okay to lower rates now here in July. They meet again in a couple of weeks. They're not going to, by the way, I'm convinced of it. But I think it's okay to lower a quarter of a percent, because when the Fed starts actually engaging in some sort of activity, that does not filter through the economy for at least 6 to 9 months. And you can go back and look at a history. I know one of his nicknames, the president's nicknames of Powell, is Too Late Powell. but that can be applied to virtually every Fed chairman in our nation's history. They seem to always look at current data, which is backward looking, instead of having the proactive vision to say, but this is where we may be going. And I think if we wait too long and then we start lowering rates, then we have problems, because then you are waiting 6 to 9 months too long.
Well, Donald Trump has another nickname for Jerome Powell. Ethan, if you can play clip number 28, because there's one other nickname. I don't know if you heard this one yesterday. Let's see if we can give it a play.
He's a knucklehead.
I think that's in the all-star level of Donald Trump drops for radio's use.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said before, you don't have to guess where Donald Trump is on anything or anybody.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. If people wanted to listen to your show or find you online or anything like that, where can they go?
Yeah, the best place online, frankly, and it's pretty easy to remember. It's our team name, and that's just one, and you spell it out, O-N-E. onepwm.com, and PWM is private wealth management. So onepwm.com.
onepwm.com. onepwm.com. All right. Dave Simons, thank you so much for joining us here. We really appreciate the time.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Partner and managing director at the One Private Wealth based in Chesterfield, and good market talk there. I think a lot of people are paying attention to it, myself included, and I think a lot of novices are paying attention to it lately, too. And I think some people are getting dragged into it because it's crypto week, and they may be looking at it from that standpoint, the future of what trading may look like in a digital wallet world, I guess. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. We have one more segment left. We'll have the audio cut of the day coming up on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.